good to be back with you again today.
今天能够再次来和大家在一起，很开心。
Today we'll be reading and preaching a sermon will come from Genesis chapter 15.
今天我讲到的经文是在创世纪15章。
And we will be looking at different passages, different verses in this passage, but we'll be going through pretty much the whole chapter.
咱们会把整个这一章过一遍，当然在中间呢，有些地方是重点，我们可能停留的长一点。
But I'd like to read a few verses, especially let's start with the first five verses.
我想先读几段经文，先读一到五节好了。
But before we do that, it's interesting to note that we're coming right into the middle of Abraham's life.
在读之前呢，我想大家知道，我们正好就在亚伯拉罕他生命的中间的那一部分。
We get a hint of what he's going through just from the very first words that God says to Abraham.
那从这个第一句话，神的第一句话，你也是得到了一些感受，就是亚伯拉罕他这时候的生命在面临什么。Let
me read these verses.
让我们来读这段经文。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great.
这是以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”But
Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I have continued childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus.
亚伯兰说：“主耶和华啊，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？” 并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my own household shall be my heir.
亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。And
behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir.
耶和华又有话对他说， 这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heavens and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be.
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。于是他走到外面说，你向天观看。
So we can see from his life that he was obviously dealing with something of fear.
我们这里看亚伯兰的生活，他大概有很多惧怕的地方。Now,
if we were honest with ourselves, we would say that we don't like to admit that we're fearful.
如果你对自己是真诚的话，你可能就会。
We want others to think that we have everything under control. But just think about this past week and some of the things that we had fear about. Maybe it was something at work. Maybe it was a relationship with a family member. Maybe it was just fear with what's going on in the world today. I would like us to consider this passage as Abraham, we see him grow in his faith.
那我希望大家能看出来的经文就是亚伯拉罕在信心中是怎么成长。
To see how we too can grow in our faith.
那这样的，我们的信心也就可以成长。Today
we see the spiritual journey of Abraham as he goes from fear to faith.
那么这里我们看见亚伯拉罕信心之路，他从害怕到不怕。First
we see that God gives him assurance by telling him that he is his shield and reward.
首先我们看见。 神在安慰他，告诉他：“你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。”Second,
we see how he moves from faith, fear to faith because of his righteousness.
然后呢，我们就能看见他从惧怕到有信心，
And third, we see how he moves from fear to faith because of how God comes and shows himself in a very powerful way to Abraham. Okay, so first of all, these first images of the verses that we read in chapter 15, verses 1 to 5.
那先让我们看见这个图像，就是我们这一节到五节所读到的。The
first thing that God says to him in Abraham's fear is that God will be his shield.
那首先我们看见神对亚伯兰说，我是你的盾牌。Now,
I would dare say that many of us have never used a shield in our life.
那我可以说放到这里，可能大家都没有用过盾牌呀。
There's a superhero, Captain America, who has a shield. And maybe you've seen him use it in the movie. But even though we've never used one, we know what a shield is. It is not an offensive weapon, but it's rather something that protects us. If you've ever had opportunity to go to the Philadelphia Museum of Arts, not very far from here, you know that there is a room that has all kinds of weapons and shields, the armory. I like to go in there and look at those and look at the shields and look at how finely crafted they are and look at how they would protect someone.
那我喜欢到那里去看，看见那个盾牌呢都制作的是很精美的，然后呢它的作用呢也真是能够保护那些使用它的人。This
is the first image that God gives Abraham to assure him and relieve his fear.
这也就是在这段经文里，上帝。 给亚伯兰的第一个图像，就是它是他的盾牌，让亚伯兰得安慰，知道神会帮助他。He's
saying to Abraham, "You don't have to fight for yourself. Let me defend you. Let me be your shield."
神在告诉亚伯兰，你不需要自己来征战，让我做你的盾牌，我会保护。The
second image that he gives them is this phrase of "Your reward will be great," or "I will be your great reward."
第二段图像呢，就是下面一段话，就是我就是你的大赏赐，或者你的赏赐是很大的。Now
we see Abraham even in the short time in chapter 12 and 13 and 14 that he is getting richer and richer.
但后来在前面在十二章十三节，十二章创世纪的十二章十三章，我们看见亚伯兰呢，他确实财富越来越多，越来越有钱。But
what God is teaching him is not just about material things, but getting God Himself.
但是呢，神在教导他，不仅仅是物质上的蜜蜂，不要你的属灵的生命上要有长进。
There are some people today, even people who preach in the name of Christ, who say that you need to get more and more and more money and never be sick.
当然，现在呢，确实也有些牧师会向大家讲到说，哎呀，你的信心大的，你就会钱越来越多，或者你就越来越健康。
And if you're going through difficulties because you don't have enough faith.
如果你生命上有困难呢，是因为你的信心不够。
Well, this is not what this passage or other many other passages of Scripture teach us.
但是呢，这不是这段经文所告诉我们，在圣经里很多地方也不是这么样这样的教导。See,
he's trying to show Abraham it's not about the blessings that he gets, but actually this intimate relationship with God is what is important.
神在教导亚伯兰，不是他得到了什么福分，而是呢，他和神的关系是怎样。
And Abraham is asking questions here.
那么亚伯兰呢，这里也问了一些问题。In
verse 2, he asks, "Why I am so childless, and someone else, this Eleazar of Damascus, will get my inheritance."
就说主耶和华，我没儿子，我儿子在哪里？这个大马士革人，以利以谢的这样承受我的家业。
But God tells him that indeed, from his own body, he will have a son.
但是神告诉他，你的儿子才能够承受你的。
And to show that, to prove that, he takes him and shows him the stars of the sky.
啊，像亚伯兰证实或者确实他说的确实的，就把亚伯兰带到外面，让他看见满天的众星。
Which is the third illustration that God uses to show Abraham what he says is true.
这就是第三个图像，是第三个图像，神在告诉亚伯兰他说的是真实。
Now, if you were to tell that to the average person living in Philadelphia, they might not be very impressed.
如果你把这段经文给在费城里边住的人呢，也许他们不会很感动的。
Because when they look at the stars at night, they can see maybe two or three.
因为在费城里看星星的，你看不了几个星星。
But if you've ever been out away from the city and looked up at night on a clear evening, you can see so many stars.
如果你远离这个城市，到一个比较安静、比较暗的地方，你就能看见。
So God is saying to him, I have my promises, I will do what I have said.
神告诉亚伯兰，我有我的应许，我会做我所说的事。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
But I think we need to hear that today.
但是呢，我想我们今天我们要听神的这句话。
Because even though we sometimes like to present the outward face that we have everything together.
尽管在我们生命中，我们有时候会向人显示，我们有信心，我们什么都有。
We are often very afraid.
但是内心里我们也确实是很惧怕。
We have a fear of what others may think of us.
我们怕别人他怎么想我们。
We have a fear of what might happen to family members.
我们怕我们家里的人会发生什么事啊。
Sometimes, as a parent, we may have fear about what our kids might grow up to be.
那么，作为父母呢，我们也会怕啊，我们孩子长大了会变成什么样的人呢？
We have fear at work if we do not do the job as well as we think we ought to do.
那么在工作中呢，我们也怕，因为有时候我们确实觉得我们做的呢不够好。
Sometimes we put demands on ourselves that we ourselves think we should be at certain things. And we're afraid.
那么在我们生命中，我们也会把我们自己压很多的重担，然后我们要做很多事，我们就有一些惧怕，做不好。
You see, what God told Abraham is true for us, that he is still our shield.
神告诉亚伯兰的话，对我们今天也是真实的。他是我们的盾牌。
He is still our great reward.
他也是我们的大赏。
And he will bless us in so many ways.
在众多的方面祝福我们。
You see, we're looking at Jesus through eyes of faith.
现在我们看耶稣就是用信心的眼光来看。
Which leads to the second point that we cannot fear because we through Christ are now counted as righteous.
那也就告诉我们，我们不需要害怕，因为在耶稣里面我们就有义。
So after looking at the stars,
那么现在看好星星了。
It says in verse 6 of Genesis 15.
那么在第六节是这么说的。
That he, Abraham, believed the Lord, and he, the Lord, counted it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
See, what's interesting here is that Abraham is called throughout Scripture the father of faith.
那这里也很有意思啊，在圣经里面我们都是说亚伯兰是信心之父。
And yet we see from this passage and others that he still questioned, he still struggled.
那么在这样的一段经文里面看见，他还是很有疑问的，他信心有很大的征战的。
Because even after getting these promises and these helpful illustrations, he still asks God questions.
尽管你看神给了这三个图像，而且跟他讲了多少次，他还是在有疑问，还对神有怀疑。
In verse 8 he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it, this land that you are giving me?
那亚伯兰你看在第八节还会这么说呢？而主耶和华，我怎么能知道彼得这地有业呢？
We see here that he is reverently questioning God.
我们看见他还经常的向神发疑问。
Throughout another example from Scripture is throughout the book of Psalms, David writes many laments.
那在圣经中还有另外一个例子，在很多诗篇里面，你就能看见啊，大卫写诗，他也有很多的疑问。
It's almost as if they can see how life is.
那他在看生命这么的啊，向他展示。
They see the life that God says it should be and how they feel it should be.
他也知道神在告诉他他生命应该是怎么样，他自己也感受到这个生命应该怎么样。
And they feel the tension of living in between them.
但是呢，他们在这个现实生活中呢，和那个理想的生活中之间呢，是有很多的争端。And
perhaps we have felt that way this week.
那也许我们这周也会有同样的感觉。Groaning
that the world is not the way that it should be.
那我们都很发愁，或者都很有疑虑，就是这个世界不应该这样。It's
interesting because Abraham came with humble reliance, and even though he questioned, he's asking God, show me.
我们也看见亚伯兰在这里呢，尽管他有疑问，他也向神说，你向我显示一下，向我展示一下。And
rather than dismiss Abraham's question, rather than ignore it.
但是这里呢，神呢没有啊不理会亚伯兰，没有啊就把他那么远去不管他了。In
verse 9, God tells them to do this this ritual that they will do to show again tangibly that God is active.
那在第九节，从第九节开始，神呢就。 向亚伯兰说：“你做一些事，然后呢，做个仪式。”那个神呢，就用这种很真实的这种事情来向他显示，神是信实的。So
whereas Abraham is told not to fear because God is his shield and reward.
神告诉亚伯兰：“你不要惧怕，因为我是你的盾牌，我是你的赏赐。”He's
not to fear because now he's counted righteous.
但呢，他不怕，那么神呢就以他为义，就算了他的义。But
now we see God giving him a very real, tangible sign that this will be true.
那现在呢，神呢就给他一个真实的，啊，确实能够看见、摸得着的例子，来向亚伯兰展示他说的是真的。So
beginning in verse 9.
那么现在第几节开始？
The Lord said to him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
他说,你为我取一只三年的母牛,一只三年的母山羊,一只三年的公绵羊,一只斑鸠,一只雏鸽。
And he brought him all these, cut them in half, and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half.
亚伯兰就取了这些来，每样劈开分成两半，一半对着一半的反列，只有鸟没有劈开。So
we have this very, to us, strange situation.
那大家看到这两件事，觉得哎，这个情况好像很怪啊。Okay,
let's just face it, it's strange.
确实是，是比较怪的。Some
people today might be very angry at this.
那么现在有些人呢，也许对这个很愤怒啊。And
we'll talk about that later.
然后我们后面会说。But
we have God saying, I'm going to make a covenant with you.
但是呢，这里的神在说，我会给你立约。Now
today we will have a contract where we will sign a document.
现在呢，我们也许有些合同，有些合约，那我们就要签名。And
usually, you will go to a lawyer's office and sign something, and each party signs this and sign that, and everybody agrees.
然后呢，平常呢，你会到一个这个律师的办公室里，嗯，你签这个，他签那个，到最后呢，大家都同意了。Well,
in those days, this is how they made a covenant.
那但是呢，在那个时候，他们那个是这样。
In fact, today we say that we sign a contract.
那
But the action of making a covenant was to cut a covenant.
那在那个时候呢，建立合约呢，就把这个合约给割开。
Just like the animals were cut in half.
就像这里，这些动物呢，就被劈成两半。
So this was very familiar to Abraham.
这个呢，对亚伯兰那是不陌生的。
But unlike a contract, this was a very one-sided agreement.
但是呢，和一些合同不一样呢，这个合同呢是一边，只有一面在意。
This was not two parties, equal parties coming together and agreeing on something.
就是这立合同的两方呢，不是对等的，不是对等的两方，然后呢进来一起立约，不是的。
This type of ceremony was usually of a very strong king who conquered a specific territory.
这种情况呢，像那时候经常是一个很强的国王征服了另外一个国家。
And when he left to go conquer another territory, he would put somebody to reign in his place.
那他离开这个地方，他会去征服另外一个地方，那他就会在这个地方呢立一个王，这个王呢就代表他来管理这个国家。
Now sometimes what would happen is that this lesser king, the vassal king, would get some ideas.
那在有时候呢，这个附属国王呢，或者这小王呢，有时候会有些主意。He
might say, "Why am I paying this other king taxes? I can rule myself."
那他会想，哎，我就对这个大王，我不需要去进贡了吗？我自己也可以管理这个地方。
And so the great king would do a ceremony like this that we see here.
那这时候呢，就是这个大的国王呢，就会做这个仪式，就像这个描述的这个仪式。And
he would make the lesser king, the one he appointed to be king, to walk through the pieces.
然后呢，他会让这个小的国王，他立的这个小王呢，从这些劈开的动物中间呢走路。
And the message was this.
那这个信息呢是这样。
If you get any funny ideas,
你这时候如果你想有什么怪主意的话,
if you think you can rule without me,
如果你想在这个地方就是当国王不向我进贡的话,
then I will come back and make you like these animals.
那么我又会回来就把你劈成两半，像那些动物。
That would cause some fear.
那就是这就把小国王给吓住了。Because
he would be walking through and looking at the animals that were torn apart.
他，你要知道，在这个仪式里，他要从这些动物中间走过，这些动物刚被剖劈开。And
if he knew that if he did anything wrong, that the king could come and do the same to him.
他也知道，他就知道，他如果做什么错事，这个大王会回来。
So if this were a contract, we would have both parties going through.
当然，如果像我们平常的合同呢，就是双方对等的意思。
But as happens, it's only the lesser who goes through.
那么在那个时候呢，就是小国王才在中间走。Now
Abraham knows all of this. What's going on?
亚伯兰知道这是什么意思。In
verse 11, we see that there's some time between when he cuts the animals and when the ceremony happens.
那么从十一节开始，我们就知道他劈开的动物后，这个仪式又怎么走。
Verse 11 tells us that there was enough time to have some vultures, some birds come and try and eat the animals.
第十节知道这个仪式呢，还蛮长的，中间呢有这个赤鸟下来想吃这些刚劈开的这个牲畜。Verse
12 tells us that as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram.
那十二节呢告诉我们，日头正落的时候呢，亚伯兰呢就沉沉的睡着。
So because he knew how this ceremony worked, Abraham had some time to think some very troubling thoughts.
那他也就知道，他就在脑子里就有很多的想法。He
knew that it was probably his own life that was going to pass through those animals.
他也许在想，他自己的生命就要从这些
And that was probably not a very comforting thought. Well, we see here the reason why animals had to be used. And their blood had to be shed. Was because of the seriousness with which God was making this covenant. Indeed, it should have been Abraham who passed through, and if he didn't obey God completely, he should have died. You see, through this passage, Abraham thinks his biggest problem is that he does not have a son. When in reality, his biggest problem is that he needed something to deal with his sins.
但是真实的情况呢，他的罪，他还没有正式的处理，没有正面的对待。
And this is where the glorious nature of the gospel comes in.
这里呢，就是福音的荣耀显示出来。
Because it's not Abraham who has to walk through the pieces.
这里就是说，不是亚伯兰从这个动物中间走过。
Or obey completely.
或者一定要完全的顺服。
But it is God Himself who passes through these pieces. So that the message is, as you pass through, if you do not obey completely, you will die. You will receive a curse. It is God who walks through. And this is what makes Christianity and the Lord Jesus Christ different from any other religion or religious leader. Every other religion has some external element that we must obey. Otherwise, their God will not accept their efforts. Whether it's praying a certain amount of times a day, or facing a direction when they pray. Or wearing the right kind of clothing. Or eating certain foods or not eating other foods. The attitude is, if I do the right things, if I please God, He will accept me. Well, the God of the Bible comes in and turns this ceremony upside down. He does not make Abraham or us walk through the pieces to get a curse. It is God Himself saying, if I do not keep my word, may I be cut in pieces. May I be destroyed. May I be cut off if I do not keep these promises. And see, before we say that could never happen. This is exactly what Jesus did for us. We just celebrated the Lord's Supper. And we said that these are things that appeal to our senses. Again, we see Abraham doing something that he would engage with all his senses.
我们这里也看见亚伯兰他的五官也真的都有感触。
Whether it's cutting the animals or smelling the blood.
这里或者是把动物劈开或者是闻到这个血的味道。
This turns from fear to one of life.
这里就把亚伯兰从惧怕中救出来成生命。
The same is true when we celebrate the Lord's Supper.
同样我们领圣餐的时候也应该有同样的感觉。
That rather than make us pay for our own sins and try harder and do better in our own strength,
这里是没有让我们自己来领受我们所犯的罪应该所得到的惩罚。
Jesus strengthens us in our weakness.
但是耶稣在我们的软弱中使我们得到刚强。
You see, on the cross is where Jesus was cut for us.
在十字架上，耶稣。
He did this to put an end of our fear of Him and God's wrath.
他这么做就是为了我们不用再惧怕神的震怒。
And through His resurrection, He has now become our shield and our very great reward.
他复活，他复活就成为我们的盾牌，也就是我们的大胆子。
This was a vindication that His work was true, that He was raised again from the dead.
这也就是在告诉我们，他的复活，他所成就的是真实的。
And we are now credited with his righteousness.
那现在呢，我们也就得到了他为我们所得的义。
The Apostle Paul will talk about this a lot when he says, "Put on Christ."
保罗在圣经中多次讲，要披戴耶稣。
That we are now clothed with Christ.
我们披戴耶稣。
His life is our life.
他的生命就是我的生命。
And so, what Abraham was declared righteous, it was credited to him as righteous in the Old Testament.
亚伯兰信耶和华在旧约里面。
We now,
他为他的义。
We now live in a more full way, now on this side of the cross.
那现在我们在十字架的这边，我们就有了生命更丰盛。
You see, this covenant that God made with Abraham thousands of years before Jesus Christ.
神与亚伯兰立约是在耶稣之前的几千年。
Happened in real time and space.
是历史的事件和时间，历史上的时间地点都有。
And it was to show that God will do something bigger and better and greater.
也这告诉我们。我们的神会做一些更伟大、更美好的事情。
Through the work of His Son Jesus Christ，
就是通过耶稣基督所成就的。
See in verse 17 it says, "When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, the smoking fire pot and flaming torch passed between those pieces."
第十七节这么说的：日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧热的火把从那些肉块中经过。
And where was Abraham?
现在呢，亚伯兰在什么地方？
He was sleeping.
他在睡觉。
He wasn't striving.
他没有在做什么。
God was showing him, "Do not fear, because I will do it for you."
神在告诉亚伯兰，别怕，我会为你征战。
Because of my great love for you.
因为我深深的爱。
See, that message is for us today.
那这段经文也是为我们所。
That we no longer have to fear God.
我们现在不要再惧怕。
You look at all the cultures around the world. At some point, they had some view of God where they were the gods were angry at them.
如果你看世界的各个文明文化，你都会感受到在他们的文化中间会有一段，他们感觉他们的神呢，才会他向他们发怒。
Whether it's writing on caves or things that people offered, including other people.
他们在这个溶洞里会画一些图像，或者他甚至把其他的人来献为祭。
There has always been a fear of God.
就是因为他们在害怕什么。
But now, through Jesus Christ, there can be an answer to fear.
现在通过耶稣基督，我们对这个怕有了答案。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
那在 罗马书的八章一节，就是现在在主里面没有什么可惧怕。
This should affect how we live our lives.
这就是告诉我们，我们怎么样能够过我们的生命。
As Paul will say later in Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us?
那保罗在第八章后面也是罗马书的后八章也说了，八章的后半部分说了，如果神和我们在一起，谁还能抵挡我们？
Listen to these words from 1 John 4:18.
那么现在呢，在这段经文就是约翰一书的四章十八节。
There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment.
爱里面没有惧怕，爱就完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕含着刑罚。
The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us.
惧怕的人呢，在爱里并没得到完全。See, 我们爱因为神先爱的。
We sometimes think that the opposite of fear is anger.
那么我们平常会反着来想啊，因为怕的是一种愤怒。
Or fear, love is anger, but actually it's the opposite of love is fear, not anger.
那爱的对面呢是愤怒，而不是惧怕。
The Lord comes to Abraham and says to us, "Do not fear."
神临到亚伯兰，告诉他不要害怕。
And it's important to say that it's not because Abraham was somehow stronger than we are or had more faith than we are.
这里呢特意要说，亚伯兰不是因为他比我们强壮一些，或者他的信心比我们大一些。
I can remember sometimes sitting in church when I was young and thinking, well, of course, it's Abraham. He has faith.
那我还记得我小时候在家旁边读到这个就我们当然会想到，哎呀，这是亚伯兰嘛，因为他有信心。
You see, this story is not to say that Abraham had it all together.
这里并不是说亚伯兰什么都成就。
Or that you need to be like Abraham.
或者说你应该跟亚伯兰一样。
Because we see again and again and again where he will fail.
那么我们在后面我们也看见他还会有一次一次的在失败。
But Jesus says to us today.
但是耶稣今天告诉我们
，Believe in who I am，
告诉我们相信他是谁。
I am the one who loves you，
我是那位爱你。
I am the one who found myself to you，
我和你连在一起。
I am the one who has passed through the cross and the grave and rose again for you，
我经历了十字架，经历了坟墓，然后复活，都是你。
See, just as Abraham was looking for God to answer him in many ways on his own terms.
那就像亚伯兰在他那时候，他在向神所发问的，向神所求问。
Where might we be doing this in our own lives?
我们当然今天在我们生命中，同样的向神会有同样的疑问，同样的。
Are we living our Christian life as if it depends on us?
那我们。在过基督徒的生活是完全靠自己呢
？Which will only lead to fear，
那只能够使我们惧怕。
Or do we see Jesus Christ high and lifted up？
还是我们能看见高高在上的耶稣基督呢
？That we live as we have now been counted righteous because of Jesus Christ。
我们的生命里面有耶稣基督，那我们就在神面前有义。
As you go into your families and into work this week,
下一周在你家庭生活里或者在工作上面
，remember that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
请记住，耶稣基督是道路，是真理。
Will you allow him to be your shield and your great reward?
你是不是把耶稣当成你的盾牌，当成你的大圣？
Will you cry out to Jesus to be counted righteousness because of his work?
你是不是向耶稣基督祈求，使他成为你的义？
And will you put your faith and confidence in the one who took on the curse for us so that we could live?
你是不是能把你的信心放在那位，死在十字架上为你受死的那位？
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus. We pray this afternoon that your Holy Spirit will bring these words of life into our hearts. Would you drive away our fears? Would you shield us in your love? Would you let us see the great reward of who you are? And the promises you have for us both in this life and the life to come. We pray this, Jesus, in your strong name. Amen.